Mark, welcome to KFGO.
Well, hello. Thanks for having me.
So, first and foremost, how's the track looking?
Well, the grounds are looking really good. We've been really going at it since early May to get the grounds in shape. So the ground and the track is good. There's some jockeys have been out doing some practicing here the last couple of days, so we're getting ready.
People ever ask you about what specific kind of like dirt and stone are used on the track because they think it might give them an edge when trying to pick which horse is going to come in first?
Well, if their mother was a mutter, if you're a Three Stooges fan, but I nobody's ever asked me that, but so no, I don't know if that, I think there's a pretty standard grit to that track. Every track, horse track that I've ever seen has that same real almost beach sandy feel to it, you know.
What about the days? I know each race day you've got a specific theme going on. Can you walk us through those?
Sure, yeah. We open this Friday, and that's going to be our men's night. So we've got Bill's Gun Shop. We're giving away a repeater shot. Day passes. They've got a executive membership. And then we've got some other things, too. And then Saturday, day after tomorrow, is our First Responders Military Day. So any veterans, active military, any first responder, ambulance, police, hospital, you show your ID, you get in free.
Oh, great.
And we'll have things go. Yeah, we want to show our appreciation to them. You know, they've kept us going through the last few months here, all those first responders. And so we want to treat them right. So that will be our Horses and Heroes Day on Saturday. And then next week, on Saturday and Sunday, our Saturday is our kids' day, so we'll have quite a few kids' activities. We've changed up some of the activities we've had in the past because obviously we're trying to get away from like a playground set where there's a whole bunch of kids in there playing together. So, but we do have a giant sandbox. We're going to hide some toys. Kids are going to look for that. We've got some other handouts for the kids and fun things for them and. Just, you know, hopefully get them involved in horse racing a little bit. And then Sunday, our last day of racing on the 26th, that's usually our biggest day. One, because it's our last day of racing, but two, because it's our ladies' day, and that's when we have our big hat contest.
Oh.
So we have, yeah, we have designer purses. Yeah. We have designer purses and other prizes for the gals that day. And every day we have prize giveaways. So when you come in, you get your ticket, we'll have a place where you can register, and then we'll have on every, between every race, we'll have some kind of little fun contest or drawing going on, so we're trying to keep it fun all day long.
Mark, if somebody's listening and they've never been up to the North Dakota Horse Park, what can they expect? What kind of a day can you make at the park?
Well, you know, it is a sporting event, and like most sporting events, you're anywhere between 3 and 4 hours. And so you have to understand that you're going to be outside for 3 or 4 hours. So our building, which is our main, we have all of our bedding stations in there. We have some concessions in there. Is not heated and cooled, so it's an open air building. So you just need to dress accordingly. If you want to dress in layers, so you can dress, you know, take a few layers off as the day goes on. That's fine. We do have shaded areas to sit in. But it is a big open area. There's 100 acres there that are wide open.
Oh, that's fantastic. And then if people want some information, maybe they're making their weekend plans, should they hop on the web? Should they follow you on social media?
Yes, both of those, actually. HRND.org, which means Horse Racing North Dakota, but HRND.org is our website. There should be some good up-to-date information there. And then, of course, we're on Facebook, too.
Great. And we want to thank you for being such a great sponsor of our parking lot bingo as well. I know that there have been some people who are ecstatic to receive those horse park free passes we've been giving away. So thanks for your partnership on that. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for letting me be that. That was great. It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to have all of your bingo participants out there betting on the ponies.
There you go. Mark Bierke. He's with the North Dakota Horse Park. He's the race manager. Horse racing this weekend and next weekend. Look him up online. Thanks so much for joining us, Mark.
Yep, thanks, JJ. Appreciate it.